USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message to the families of the four Americans who were killed in Syria in a suicide bomb attack.
I want to take a moment to express my deepest condolences to the families of the brave American heroes who laid down their lives yesterday in selfless service to our nation. These are great people. We will never forget their noble and immortal sacrifice.
The president in that speech at the Pentagon did not bring up his State of the Union address or the fact that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi wants it to not happen until the government is back up and running. The Speaker of the House, though, was speaking today at her weekly press conference.
The date of the State of the Union is not a sacred date. It's not constitutionally required. It's not any president's birthday. It's not anything. It is a date that we agreed to. It could have been the week later.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Federal agents posing as potential terrorists and ammunition sellers arrested a man in a plot trying to blast his way into the West Wing of the White House with an anti-tank rocket. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
A 21-year-old Georgia man was arrested in a sting and now faces charges for planning to attack the White House. FBI Special Agent Chris Hacker says federal authorities acted on a community tip.
Mr. Taheb is charged as the result of a year-long investigation by the FBI Atlanta's Joint Terrorism Task Force. The investigation is continuing, but at this stage it's believed Taheb was acting on his own.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Snow and blizzard-like conditions are expected in the Sierra Nevadas, with some areas seeing up to 5 feet of new snow. As that storm moves east, it will affect over 40 million people from Kansas all the way to New Jersey over the weekend. Snow and ice could make travel treacherous, so be careful out there. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There still seems to be a debate between Democrats and Republicans if there truly is a national crisis on our border between the United States and Mexico. This as a new U.S.-bound caravan that formed in Honduras quickly grew to around 2,000 people and is making its way toward Mexico. Nelly Jarez is the Foreign Affairs Vice Minister for Honduras. She was on Fox News.
If they sell a dream to these persons, they think it's true, that they're going to make it. And the thing is that they don't make it, and that's the reality.
Two sideline politicians have landed jobs on TV, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill losing her reelection bid in 2018, but it appears she hasn't stayed unemployed for long. McCaskill has joined NBC News and MSNBC as a political analyst. Also, former Ohio Governor John Kasich is joining CNN as a contributor, serving as an analyst across the network, according to CNN officials. Kasich has been a vocal critic of President Trump. He has TV experience hosting Heartland with John Kasich on Fox News from 2001 to 2007, and at times he was a fill-in host on The O'Reilly Factor. The Republican Kasich, a presidential contender in 2016, has not ruled out making a bid in the GOP primaries to try to unseat President Trump.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.